97.8. Now, we've touched on this subject before. The world's leading behavioural health experts are meeting in London to explore new ways to treat the growing problem of new 21st century addictions. And by those addictions, I'm talking about pornography, social media, gaming, and cosmetic surgery. All of these continue to rise sharply. These and many other conditions did not even exist before the internet age, and more work is needed to understand them. Well, to chat about it on air right now is Michael Gillis, an addictions expert with over 28 years of experience in the behavioural mental health industry and chief clinical officer at The Cabin, a world-renowned addictions and mental health clinic in Thailand. Well, he's in London at the moment to attend the International Conference on Addiction and Associated Disorders. Michael joins me now by phone. 28 years of experience in the behavioural health industry. Michael, I guess that would be enough to send anybody round the bend, wouldn't it? Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you. And thank you for having me on the show.
You're very welcome. So this conference, I believe we covered it last year and we spoke to an expert on gaming, but mental health in the internet age, has it gone right out of control?
I wouldn't say it's gone out of control, but we're seeing more and more problems associated with technology that we didn't have before.
Why do you suppose that is? What are the human, you know, foibles, the human weaknesses that cause this to happen in your experience, do you think?
Well, I think it's a perfect storm in that people have handhelds, which is instant. They have their PCs or what have you at home. So it's instant access to the internet. If you're not comfortable sitting with being anxious or perhaps depressed or what have you, people just go online to distract themselves. And as a way, it becomes a means of self-soothing, and then you can kind of reach into having problems with it.
And I mean, it can, you say people are depressed, they go online, surely that can cause further depression. I mean, we see things in the news all the time about cyberbullying, about scamming, really horrible things. You can end up feeling a lot worse by going online.
You're absolutely correct.
How do we counteract this problem then? What's the purpose of the conference that you're here in London?
Well, the purpose of the conference is to bring awareness, to bring training, to bring thought leaders from all over the world together to share information and resources with each other. The first part of change is awareness, so you need to have that, but you also have to have science, scientifically based evidence to show that there are problems, that there are clinical solutions for those problems.
Now, what are the worst things that you've come across so far?
Well, I mean, you have the world of substance abuse, meaning alcohol and drug addiction. It's devastating. I mean, the United States is an opioid epidemic. In Australasia, you have a crystal meth epidemic. And that's just ravaging people's lives, affecting the individual, affecting the family, infecting their employers. And that's a major problem. On the technology side, what we're seeing is screen addiction, which is just general usage of handhelds as well as computers, gaming addiction.
And, of course, that can, gaming, you know, we're talking about gambling as well. That can lead to gambling and loss
problem,
of money.
Gambling, yeah. Sports betting.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, is there any particular age group here that we're focusing on, or is it just anybody across all ages that are affected by this?
Well, all ages are affected, but I think adolescents and young adults are the most liable to have problems earlier on. So at The Cabin in Chiang Mai, we have a young adult men's program where we treat people with substance abuse, but we're also treating people with screen addiction as well as gaming addiction.
Gosh, it's very sad that we have screen addiction in this modern age. Do you think that some of this is possibly down to bad parenting, though, Michael? Because, you know, my time with screen, let's say back in the 70s, and I know we only had the television set back then and three television channels, but the time I had on screen was carefully controlled by my parents. They didn't let me sit there and get square eyes they told me I was going to get.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We were told to go outside and play in the traffic.
Mm.
But
what's changed?
I'll give you a perfect example, which is that I was having dinner the other night, and it was at a nice restaurant, and there was a couple, and they had a toddler in a high chair.
Yeah.
Both parents were on their phones, and the toddler had a handheld computer. I thought, this is really interesting to see where this is going to go.
Well, it sounds very sad to me, because the first thing of all is, you know, a young child is going to want attention from its parents.
Sure.
And the parents are, you know, engaged in these devices. They're not going to be giving their children attention. And I've heard recently, Michael, we've done chat about this on the radio here in Basildon, about our pets kicking up about it now. Pets are coming along. Cats and dogs are like trying to get their owners' attention and laying on the laptops and the tablets to stop them using them. I mean, that's extreme,
that's
isn't it?
Interesting intervention.
I know, but obviously the sad side of it is the addiction. And how can people break that addiction, though, once they've started? You know, you mentioned the cabin. It's got a method, has it, of being able to break that addiction?
Yes, we do. We do a combination of evidence-based work, such as cognitive behavioral therapy, dialectical behavioral therapy, motivational interviewing, and basically really restricting the use of technology, then reintroducing it in a healthy way so people have a healthy relationship with their screens, whether it's a handheld or whether it's a PC.
Yeah, but obviously, you know, we're coming round in the UK to summer. We hope this horrible weather's going to break very soon, and we'll be able to go out cycling and go out for long country walks, or, you know, go and visit, you know, a wildlife park. There's
right.
so many things
and,
that
and
you can do
have,
outside.
And people that have screen addiction aren't doing that.
They're not doing that.
They're not doing that.
Well, they're just sitting at home, are they, and just...
Or on the handhelds or in front of a screen, and to not do that, people feel very uncomfortable, anxious, and oftentimes depressed.
Yeah.
And that's how you can tell that you've gone into the realm of addiction.
Mm.
There's a website people can find very helpful. It was founded by Cam Adair. It's called GameQuitters.com.
Now, we've spoken to Cam.
Yeah, and that's a free resource that people can take advantage of, and it's very well put together.
Mm. Okay, so we've got that website, and I mean, going outside, stuck on screens, you know, that could lead to other health problems as well, people not moving around enough.
Not moving, lack of exercise, not moving around, snacking while you're doing doing that activity.
Oh, it's
lack of sleep, lack of appropriate sleep and breaking sleep patterns.
Oh, now that's something else, isn't it? Because of all the lights from all these devices, especially in the bedroom, yes, that can cause sleep disorder, can't it?
Yeah, the blue light.
Oh, my gosh.
There's recent research showing that the blue light is really damaging.
Yes. Now, good luck with your conference, what you're doing today.
Thank you.
And thanks for coming on the radio to talk about this. It's a terrible problem, isn't it? You know,
it certainly
I mean,
is.
I'd ask, where do you see it going in the future? You know, in another 10 years, do you think it's going to be better or do you think it's going to be worse?
Well, they're going to see more awareness, and people are starting to see now the downside of technology.
Mm.
So it's going to be interesting to see the type of interventions that are created in order to counter effect where we're currently at.
Yeah. Now, what I suggest for vacations, as you call them in the States, and, you know, if you're going away for a weekend, I suggest a computer-free weekend, a phone-free weekend. Just put it away. Switch it off. Don't even take it with you on the break. Just go out for the day and enjoy the day. Enjoy the scenery, the smells, the sounds, the sight, you know, and the sights of everything that's going on in the world, because there is plenty of stuff that's going on. It's not difficult for me, my Michael, I come from an era before all of this. And
yeah, I think I come from the same era, so I completely agree.
Yeah. So good luck, as I say, with what you do. Can we find you online?
Sure. If you want more information about the cabin, or if you just have questions about addiction or process addiction, you can reach us online at www.thecabin.com.
Enjoy your trip in London. Michael Gillis, an addictions expert, talking to me on Gateway 97.8 today. Thanks for sharing your experiences with our listeners.
Oh, thanks for giving me the opportunity. Have a great day.